Off the ball. Rugby.
He was at the Stormers for a long time.
Yeah.
He's such a good coach. And I say coach, I mean the work ethic, the detail, the way he conveys it. No ego. You don't see him trying to take any media limelight. He's not come with celebrity. He just wants to win. And I think he's like one of the best coaches I've ever come across.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, the World Cup may have begun, but the League of Ireland never stops. Derry finished Celtic Park's stint with fireworks. Shells stunned the league leaders. Coughlin's Blues gained ground on the Bitter Red. And the Lilywhites come away from their detour with 3 points. But first, Derry City finished off their temporary stint at Celtic Park in style with a 4-1 win over Bohemians. Bowes opened the scoring through youngster Harry Vaughan within 20 minutes, but the Candy Strikes fought back in full force as former Bowes midfielder James Clark equalised soon after. In the second half, Derry finished off the match with goals coming from Conor Barr, another from James Clark, and finally the fourth from Kevin DeSantis, scoring all 3 points for the North West side. Derry City now sit in 6th place on 25 points, while Bowes slipped to 3rd on 34 points. The big tie of the night took place in Tolka Park as the original Ringsend teams faced off, with Shells picking up their second home win of the season, this time over rival Shamrock Rovers with a 2-1 win. Evan Caffrey opened the scoring with a header in the first half, but the league leaders kept on pushing for a goal, and that came from recent Republic of Ireland call-up Adam Brennan 10 minutes into the second half. But it was the home side who prevailed as Mipa Odebeko scored his first goal of the season to pick up all 3 points for the Reds. Shane Keegan was alongside Stephen Doyle for our live and exclusive commentary last night, and this to say at full time.
How much is that going to mean to you, Shane?
Listen, and deserved as well, I think. As you said, they had to wait a long, long time for their first win, and now, you know, they haven't had to wait too much longer for a massive win. A brilliant game. I think they really, really deserved the 3 points on the back of how proactive they were. Some really attacking substitutions while the game was in the balance. It wasn't like they were chasing the game or anything. End-to-end stuff, as we say, there was hardly a defensive player left on the field as we headed into those last 5 or 10 minutes, Steve-O. A cracking, cracking game.
Stephen caught up with Shells manager Joey O'Brien following the finish.
I always think we're good. I think here how they play and stuff like that. How we want to try to play, you always get chances against them. But you have to make sure you're doing your defensive work, you know. And at the end there at 2-1, here you have to stand up and make sure you dig it out. We haven't done that enough this year. I think that's where we've let the points behind, you know. We've been in them winning moments and conceded late on numerous games, so it was nice to get the win out of that there to me.
And Stephen also caught up with Hoops manager Stephen Bradley.
I thought we were excellent, I have to be honest. I thought we were very, very good. On another night we score a few goals and we win the game quite comfortably. We haven't, and when you don't take your chances, the other team are obviously always in the game, and Shell's got that half chance and they scored the second half. But 9 times out of 10 Ed saves that and we move on. It hasn't happened. He's been incredible for us. He's kept us in more games than us. So you take that on the chin and you move on. But I thought large parts of the performance were really, really good.
Shamrock Rovers stay in first place on 40 points with a 5-point lead over Chasers Pats, while the Reds stay in fifth place on 29 points. St Patrick's Athletic came back from their break with an impressive win over Drogheda United at Richmond Park. Recent Republic of Ireland call-up Keen Levy opened the scoring for the Saints in the first half, and Zach Elbazelli added early in the second half. Pats manager Stephen Kenny spoke to Ben Sines following the match about Levy's recent run of form.
On Keen Levy, I know he spoke when he was over there and said he got told right before kick-off against Shamrock Rovers that he's going to be selected. Were you at all surprised that he got called up?
No, I wasn't really. No, I wasn't shocked really, because his performances have been to a very high level, and because his ceiling as well, his capacity for improvement, and plus his versatility, so he has a lot of attributes really, and he's a unique player, you know. He's a very unique player, and you don't get dribblers in central areas like that. Like, very unique to have such a dribbler in central areas, and we're all the time looking to improve, and he will continue to do so.
The Saints sit in second place on 35 points, 5 off the lead, while Drogheda United stay in 8th place, just 2 off the relegation playoff place. Dundalk came away from a massive detour with all 3 points with a win over Galway United. The match was originally scheduled to take place at Eamon DC Park, but was moved to Munster FA Turner's Cross due to drainage works. An injury time winner from Starman Tyreek Wilson ensured the Lilywhites travel back up north with a vital 3 points. Dundalk moved closer to the top, just 8 points off the leaders as they sit in 4th place, while the Tribesmen sit in 7th place on 21 points. In the final match of the Premier Division return, Waterford stunned Sligo Rovers and the league as they gave the Bitter Red a 4-0 drubbing at the RSC. A hat-trick from Padraig Amon set the hosts apart, with Jorgen Vilas adding to the scoring. Sligo defender Oliver Denham saw a second yellow with just 20 minutes remaining, allowing the Blues to pull ahead and secure all 3 points in a vital tie at the bottom of the table. Ogun Johnson spoke to Waterford manager Graeme Coughlan following the match.
You know, look, let's be honest, we've chucked points away over the last couple of weeks, so we needed to win tonight, and the lads certainly responded, played the game to the letter of the law, the blueprint we give them, they stuck to it. And I thought they were impressive. First half, we were a little bit sloppy. We were a little bit nervy, I think. We'll have to look back, but I just felt there was times to make passes. There was times in the first half to put our foot on the ball and just bring a bit of calmness, a bit of cool, calm collectedness to our play. And we didn't. We looked a little bit nervy. So we should have really been two up as well through the header off the corner. Was it canny? And those little moments, I just felt, oh, here we go again. We ran out of legs and we had to make some changes, and I thought the subs had a huge, huge impact coming off the bench, and that's all we ask of them, have that impact, go out and help the team, and they helped us tonight, they got us over the line.
Ogun also spoke to Sligo Rovers manager John Russell, who had this to say.
Yeah, really frustrating night for us, heavy defeat against a team that obviously we've given life to tonight. We knew the importance of the game, but we never performed and deserved to get out from the game. We definitely got ourselves back in it second half. You know, first half, the goal we gave away was really poor from our point of view, but the first 15-20 minutes second half, we showed a bit more personality, got on the ball and showed what we were about, but without troubling the keeper, and that's been a big issue for us this season. We're not scoring enough goals, and when we got into those moments in the final third, we didn't get shots off on target, and so it's a frustrating night all round.
Waterford still sit at the bottom now on 14 points, while Sligo Rovers are just 5 ahead at 19 points in 9th place. In the First Division, Cork continued their promotion push with a 2-0 win over Wexford. UCD kept the pressure up with a 5-0 away win over Finn Harps. Kerry beat Athlone 1-0 at home. And Treaty United and Bray Wanderers played out a 2-2 draw at Markets Field. Prior to that, there was big news in Limerick as it was announced that Treaty United had entered into an agreement to rebrand as Limerick FC, continuing the legacy of 90 years in Irish football under a historic name. And finally, tonight, Longford hosts Cove Ramblers at Bishopsgate at 7:30. The Avenir All-Ireland Cup has reached the quarter-final stage, with all four ties being played out this afternoon, as Shamrock Rovers host Pimmins United at Tallaght Stadium, Bowes travel to Limerick hoping to upset Treaty United, Shells welcome Cliftonville to Tolka Park, and LOI League leaders Galway United take on Linfield. While on Sunday, the Club Orange Women's FAI Cup begins, as in the preliminary round, Dundalk hosts CK United at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, Longford Town hosts Balergan United, Whitehall Rangers welcome Finn Harps, and Ballingarry play at Douglas Hall. And finally, Cove Ramblers welcome St Pat's to St Colman's Park at 3 o'clock. Next week in the Premier Division, Drogheda look to bounce back as they host Shelburne. Galway welcome Derry City to temporary home, Pearce Stadium. Sligo Rovers travel to Dublin to face St Pat's. League leader Shamrock Rovers play away to Waterford, and Bowes host Dundalk. And in the First Division, Athlone Town host Wexford, Bray Wanderers welcome Longford Town, Finn Harps travel south to play Cove Ramblers. It's a Munster derby as Cork City host Treaty United, and UCD welcome Kerry to Belfield. And finally, the four Premier Division teams in Europe will find out their fate this week as the UEFA competition draws take place on Tuesday and Wednesday. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOA Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland and Off the Ball, including the LOA pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dahl, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McLean, LOA Late Night with Ben Syme, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.